Hey everybody, it's Sunday, October 14th, 2007. You're tuned in to Trench Wars Radio with your host, Damian Angel. TWL Season 11, the preseason week one's coming up soon. But until then, we also got a couple interviews with the Players Week and Vice from Life Band. Talking about the quicksand situation, their thoughts going into this season's TWL. We also got a message from a local coder here, Doug Weiler. He has a new TWRPG. You might have seen the beta test for it. It's pretty hot right now, a lot of people in it. And he's going to be here today to tell you how you could participate, how you could help out, how you can beta test this game and tell you what it's all about, the nitty gritty for you. And lastly, we got a segment called Ask a Panda. If you're a little confused about what it is, don't worry, you'll find out if you keep listening. But first things first, we're going to hit up some TWL previews, but we're going to get to that right after these messages here on Trench Wars Radio.
Hey, this is Panda Bear, and you're listening to Damian Angel on Trench Wars Radio.
Do you ever find yourself needing help in Trench Wars? Do you ever get that feeling that someone just isn't playing by the rules? Well, we here at Trench Wars feel that you should get the highest quality service that you would expect of any help desk. Simply type ?help followed by your question, or ?cheater followed by the name of the player, what he or she is doing, and we will respond to you quickly and do our best to resolve your problem in a quickly and courtesy fashion. Have a great day in SSCU Trench Wars.
Aqui é o foda do Mega Newbie, e vocês estão ouvindo o rádio da Trench Wars com Damian Angel.
Oh man, and we are back. If you didn't notice, that was Mega Newbie. I asked him to do a little bumper for me, and he's like, my English isn't that great. I'm like, that's alright. Do it in Portuguese, no one will notice, right? Yeah? No? Anyways, we have TWL preseason week one coming up soon. If you're listening to this broadcast, you guys are probably already getting ready, getting prepared, getting your game on, put your favorite battle playlist on. And while I don't have any scores to speak about yet, since this is the first week, I'm going to tell you some matches if you're thinking of what matches to watch. We got a lot to go. But if you want to know which ones to watch, I'm going to tell you right now where the hot ones. Right now we got a couple matches that are shaping up to be pretty good in the LD division. That's the Warbirds. We got Thunder and Style, two powerhouses. They're set to go up at 2 o'clock Eastern. That should be right after this broadcast. We got Style, who's the superpower, the number one seed in the LD division. And you got Thunder, who they're a solid, consistent squad. And I think go either way on this one. Really, really can. Even though Style is the team to beat, Thunder can do it. We got my squad, Life Band, taking on Dice. Dice, again, very strong squad. Life Band, a bunch of ex-Quicksanders. It could be close. A lot of people might not want to give Life Band the benefit of the doubt, but it can happen. They've beat Dice before. It could happen. It's only one round. You never know what could happen in one round. And lastly, we've got Stray and Disoblige. If you've been checking up on the forums and the TW drama, Jack created Stray, went to Disoblige. I don't know what to make of that, but you got the Sake or Sake team. I think it's Sake, though. Anyways, you got them with Delectable, Pascone. You got Mega Newbie, Elvin on the Stray team. You got on Disoblige. You got all the classic Disoblige players. Bunch of new ones. They're coming back in a big way in the Warbird division. They're actually in all three divisions, believe it or not. But we'll hit more of that later. Next, we got the LJ division. We got the Javelin division. First off, we got Thunder and Style going off again at each other. So not only will they be fighting at 2 o'clock in the Warbirds, they'll be fighting at, looks like, 4 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, 4 o'clock Eastern in the Javelins. Also, Dice and Hydra. Dice, team to beat in Javelins, I say. Hydra, a Javelin focus team with Kim, 24, Singer. A lot of other players on there. You got my squad Life Band taking on Mambo. I didn't even know Mambo was in the LJ. They're a pretty quiet team, I think. They're usually under the radar, but they're pretty much known for basing, if I remember correctly. Speaking of Basin, though, we got Disoblige and Pandora. Pandora is one of the teams that are, they're saying it's going to be Dice Pandora for the final. I don't know. Disoblige can take it back. He got some squad juice and penetrate. I call them the forum squads because they get all their like players. It seems like they get a lot of their players from the forums. They generate a lot of hype on the forums. So juice and penetrate in the great forum battle. Dice and Spastic. Spastic's old school. You got pure luck old school over there. You got Dice, a team to beat. Spastic can do if they pull their stuff together. And you got Tex and Thunder. Tex and Thunder is, I don't know where that's going to go. Tex is a kind of, I wouldn't say old school, but they've been around for a bit. Thunder, you got some old players on there. Dad's Revenge on Tex, I believe. And he's a good leader. He's pulled together some people. It could happen. But I'm going to give it to Thunder, though. But you never know. You never know. When the 15 minutes come up, you never know who's going to be on top. That's where it is in TWL. Anything could happen. And after these messages, we're going to get up to some interviews. We're going to talk about some players. And I'm going to stop talking. So here we go.
Hey, this is 24 from Hydra, and you're listening to Damian Angel on Trench Wars Radio.
Are you a girl? Is it Halloween? Now why don't you come down to Girls Costume Warehouse? We got every kind of girls costume for Halloween.
Sexy witch.
Sexy devil.
Sexy cat.
It doesn't take much to make me purr.
We got literally every girls costume in the entire goddamn universe.
Sexy pharmacist.
Sexy construction worker.
Sexy fireman.
Sexy referee.
Sexy nun.
Sexy detective.
Not all our costumes are sexy. Check these out.
Sexy mustard.
Sexy palace guard.
Sexy Jesus.
Sexy Wolverine.
Sexy Abe Lincoln.
Wouldn't you like to fourscore with me?
Get up off your ass and get the fuck down here. I got you over here. I'm trying to sell.
Sexy Pope.
Sexy lobster.
Sexy mental patient.
Sexy 1900 steel conglomerate tycoon.
Sexy, sexy.
And frog.
Look at all these fucking costumes. What the hell are you waiting for? Get your ass down here! Come on, I got a big sale going on!
This is Oh My God from the Squad Stoners, and you're listening to Damian Angel on Trench Wars Radio.
And we are back. And firstly, I just want to take the time to let you know, you can message me in-game. I'll give you my email address, and you can send me any bumpers, any little ads you want to make for my show. Just as long as it's not too vulgar, I think I'll allow it, because it's my show, and whatever I say goes. But I digress. Next up, we have an interview with the player Week. He was formerly on Quicksand when they're trying to make their run for this coming TWL, but they did not make it. They qualified 13th place. I know all of you heard about it. We were all laughing about it. Now he's on Life Ban, or is he? He should be. I don't know if they axed him yet or not. I don't think they did. Anyways, doesn't matter. Got a hold of Week, and I wanted to know what his thoughts were about Quicksand not making TWL. After all the hype, after all the talk, no show at TWL. This is Week and his thoughts.
Hey, this is Week. So as TWL is concerned, Quicksand didn't get in, as everyone knows. It could come to a shock, I guess. We all expected it to. But really, as it was going, we weren't very active as a squad, and we were losing a lot of games. But, I mean, that's our own fault. And then the last day, we were up 60 points, and we expected to just cruise in. But that's what happens, I guess, sometimes. I mean, I'm sort of disappointed, but then, I mean, I guess stuff happened. We got what we deserved. And so all that shit talking, and we can't even back it up right now. So I really don't have any thoughts on it. It's really disappointing that after all that, all the crap and everything that everyone's talked, especially about Quicksand, and how we were so confident that we didn't make it. And same goes for LJ. We were 1JD short. But of course, on the last day, when people online were me and Ezor, and we can't play anything with two people, so. And other squads were active, and they got in, they deserved it. We didn't. So there's nothing else to say.
So there you have it. Quicksand, not in TWL. That was Week from Quicksand, formerly from Quicksand, I should say, now on Life Ban. And there's nothing else more to say. Like he said, they thought they were going to get in, but they just weren't active enough at the end. A lot of people just started walking past them. And that should just be a note for anyone else. If you want to get in, you got to stay active. You can't just rest on whatever score you got. So we're going to switch gears a little bit after this break. And we got another interview with the player Vice, the captain and owner of LifeBan, which did make TWL and is making quite a stir in the TWLD and TWLJ rankings. So we're going to ask him a little bit about his return and TWL season coming up for him. So stay tuned. That's next. Here we go. Trench Wars Radio.
What up, guys? This is Help from Tufts, and you're listening to Damon Angel on Trench Wars Radio.
Your life doesn't have room for any more devices. Introducing the revolutionary new iPhone from Apple. It's here to set you free. It's a camera. It's a movie player. A remote control. A bottle opener. An electric razor. A blow dryer. A mouse trap. It's lip gloss. A condiment dispenser. Mace. A cheese grater. Sonogram, treadmill, a children's thermometer, a portable shower, bookmark, a hand grenade, a pan flute, it's sideburns, and it's a prophylactic. It's also a hard-to-use cell phone. The iPhone, it's everything.
Yeehaw, this is Tyler CH. I just want to give a big shout-out to Damian Angel. He is one of the best goddamn radio hosts there is. And keep listening to Trench Wars Radio.
Whoa. All right, we are back. That was Tyler ZH. He is a nut job. And I just want to let everyone know, please, please, please message me in-game and give me your advertisements, your bumpers, anything that I can play on the air. Interviews, thoughts, scores, predictions, you name it, I'll play it. As long as it's not too vulgar, we'll be cool. I won't be playing music on this. I won't be playing you guys. But right now, I got to put the music in. That was a song called Mastermind by Deltron 3030, by the way. And now, we're going to get back on track. We got an interview with Vice from LifeBan. I explained to you before the song, but I'm going to give you a little bit more right now. It's a little interview about TWL. He's the LifeBan captain. And we're going to see what he has to say about his LifeBan and his return. And here we go. I'm just going to roll it. What's up, everyone? What's up, Trench Wars Yo. Radio? This is Damian Angel, your Yo. Boy. And we are with VYS, Vice. That's your name. I've always been wondering how to pronounce it. So Vice, now the mystery is over. Vice from LifeBan. What does Vice stand for?
A very young slut. It's named after Scoop's mom.
Scoop's mom. Wow.
Yeah.
That is genius. All right, and ironically enough, your squad name is LifeBan. You just got off of a LifeBan. I'm assuming that's where you got the name from.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a joke, but then we kind of got serious. It was only supposed to be fooling around at everything, then we just ended up owning everyone because everyone's just newbies. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's awesome. Now, I noticed you got an accent. Where are you from? Because I always assumed you were from America just because my American mentality makes me think everyone is from here. So tell everyone where you're from.
From England.
England, whereabouts?
In Blackpool.
No, Manchester. Oh, Manchester. Are you a Manchester United fan?
I can't give my address.
Hell yes.
Definitely.
Hell.
I can't give my address out because people might want to come and kill me, you know, with my reputation.
I'm just going to cut to the chase here. We got TWL. You're in the TWLD league here.
Yep.
And you got in the Jabs too. That's awesome. So you're in two. You said it was started out as a joke, but you got serious. So, what do you think you're what do you think you're going to be getting out of this? Where do you think you're going to go?
Well, you're going to see my name in the top left-hand corner in both the arenas. You know, champion. Yeah, that's what I am, a champ. Yeah, I'm gonna sit. Well, I'm gonna be sitting in spec, but my team's gonna demolish everyone. Just watch, seriously.
You're just gonna mow over the competition.
Gonna set my opinion. Yeah, I'm gonna mow it over. Reaver's gonna be killing his cat.
Oh yeah, Gizmo. Where did that come about? Like, he actually had a cat that died, or what?
Gio told me he was in a squad with him, and whenever he died, he blamed on his cat scratching him. And it was called Gizmo. So after we demolished him in a JD, we just went, rest in peace, Gizmo. And it just kind of stuck on from there.
Oh, that's funny. I saw that forum thread in the TWD forum. I'm like, what the hell is this Gizmo?
Oh, I don't know. I've got fans. Oh, I thought he was on about something else then. Vice is back from life ban. What do you think about this? Oh, people care more about my band than I do. It's kind of sad.
How long were you banned?
About two years.
2 years banned from Trench Wars, and now you're back. And you're back, and not only are you back, but you're back in the leagues.
And can I just mention, I am the best Warbird in the trench as well. I've just got back from a 2 year ban and still the best.
Best ever, do you say?
Fourth best ever. Who's Seeker? What's his name?
Who?
Seeker, who's he? He ain't got nothing against me. Alright, watch it, seriously. This TWL, I'm not gonna demolish what my team is.
Now what do you say to all the haters out there that are going, oh, Vice is back, he must be cheating, he must have already hacked 0.40. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I used speed hack on the mum.
You love the speed hack?
Fucked all the mums. Oh, yeah, speed hack on
the mum. Used map hack too?
I'm only joking. Don't cheat.
No cheating? No cheating? You've gone clean?
Nah. Yeah, but the thing is, right, what does matter then? Everyone calls me a cheat and everything, but I never actually cheated in, like, a proper game. I only did it in, like, public and private arenas, but everyone presumed, because I beat them, that I cheated in DDs and stuff, but I didn't. But anyway, that's beside the point. It's just newbies thinking, trying to find an excuse. If it's not spawned, strayed, they're a cheater, aren't they?
That's all jealousy? Everyone trying to feed their own egos?
Yeah, well, that's all this game is. Ego wars,
isn't it? True. So that's the CU drama wars.
Yeah, drama wars. And I've just recruited some drama as well. Like, Quicksand didn't get into TWL, but they're coming to play for me, so they're going to demolish up TWL.
Yeah, I noticed you got a lot of Quicksand people coming in. So, besides, you say you're going to demolish, but do you have any other squads that are out there that you're going to play against that you think maybe might pose the biggest threat against you, perhaps?
The biggest threat will probably be Style. They're the biggest threat at the moment. Apart from that, the rest are just walkover. It's just like the less competitive TWL I've ever seen anyway. They're all a bunch of newbies, aren't they? Oh, shit.
A lot of people have been saying Style's kind of like the super squad that has like these all-star players. What do you have to say about that?
They don't need... Oh, it's just names, isn't it? Well, let's just put this in perspective, right? Remember that player, Adrenaline? Yeah, he had a good name for himself, in elusive and everything, but at the end of the day, he's shit. You don't need... Right, the people I've got on my squad, who, like, not got the big names yet, but they're just equally as good as them. So, just watch it. Just gonna get rushed the fuck out of. Just gonna demolish him.
Alright, so I got one last question for you. One last question. Is it safe to say that Life Ban is the next elusive? Yes or no?
Yeah.
That's all I got for you today, tonight,
definitely.
This morning. So this is Damian Angel. That was Vice from Life Ban. And that's a wrap on this interview. So that was interesting. That was Vice on Life Ban. And I didn't know he was a Brit. I just started talking to him. I was like, oh shit, you're a Brit. That rhymed. Anyways, after the break, we're going to get back and we're going to do a little chat with Doug Weiler. We're going to talk about the new TWRPG coming out. And we still got Ask a Panda. It's coming out. I'm going to keep it at the end, so you guys have to stick around for it. Going to keep you, hook you along to make sure you listen to everything else first. But anyways, we're going to hit up the break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk to Doug here on Trench Wars Radio.
It's KO from Penetrate, and you're listening to Trench Wars Radio.
All right, and that was KO, and if you didn't know, that was K-O-E-R-C-H-A-O-E-R, not K-O, on, what was it, Hydra, I believe he's on. And there's another one, K-O. I don't know what's up with these people. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. But anyways, it's your boy. And we're going to talk to Doug right now. I got a little interview set up with him. And we're going to talk about the distinction. I think it's distinction. We're going to find out how to pronounce that, too. Why not? And we're going to talk about the TWRPG in the beta and see when it's going to come out. Here we go. We're going to roll it.
Hi, this is Jeff Dugweiler, Trench Wars Bot Dev. Go by Dugweiler in game. Here to talk about this new game called Distension. It's basically a basing game with permanently upgradable ships. Kind of like Hyperspace, the Magical Kingdom, Dragon Ball Z, what have you. I'm sure you've seen something like it in the past, or at least heard about it. The difference here is we're taking it to Trench Wars basing. All ships are based on TW for the most part. Some upgrade a little faster or slower, depending on how much they can be upgraded. So, the game starts off, you get a Warbird. You go in your Warbird, every kill you make, you earn rank points. If you earn enough rank points, you go up a rank. Every rank gives you a single upgrade point. That'll let you upgrade pretty much anything on your ship. Some have some rank requirements. Some cost more than one point. But you can kind of customize your ship the way you'd like to play it. So it'll make for a little bit of variety, uniqueness, depending on your playing style, that sort of thing. Higher ranks will eventually unlock more ships for you. And you'll start them from the very first rank. And upgrade points won't transfer in between, so you can't just, you know, rape it up on one ship and then transfer over to the other, that kind of thing. For every upgrade that you add on, you become more valuable to the enemy because they get more rank points for killing you, so it kind of balances itself out. Alright, down to the gameplay. It's basically similar to the current Pure Public, a bit. The map has two bases. Pretty much the pub map, with some alterations, have been widened out, focusing on the mid and the flag room mostly. Second base is inverted. Each base has a flag. Pretty basic. The armies, or the frequencies, they fight over the turf, and you try to hold the flags, both of them, for 60 seconds continuous. If you win, you get a bunch of points. The support ships, which are considered tears and sharks, earn more because they're not making as many kills. So that's to help them out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So far, it's been received pretty well. It's going nicely as far as the development is concerned. Seems pretty addictive. In the future, we're looking at maybe multiple arenas, use the same data, sharing it in between different bases on each map that might be randomly selected around start to mix it up a little bit. Maybe put the ability to use these settings in event bot, so you know you can play whatever event you want, but still keep your ship, your character, whatever. And eventually maybe running it 24/7, though there might be some talks of cutbacks on that, who knows. Anyway, I'm looking for testers still. If you're interested, the arena is Pound Distension, spelled D-I-S-T-E-N-S-I-O-N. The chat is Distension. After you play one round, the bot will also PM you anytime a test is starting. So if you're interested, check out the arena. Join the chat. There's a thread on the main forum as well. Hope to see you there.
Wow, that is some interesting stuff. I don't know if you are more interested in it than you were before, if you even knew about it before. But I'm excited, this is like the new big thing, I think it is. I played in the beta a few times, and I had a blast. I thought that it was pretty sick. It was like the next level, I guess you could say. And we're going to take one last break. I got one more little bumper to play, as promised. And because that's right, if you have something you want to say, remember, hit me up in-game, bust out your microphone, send me something. I'll play it. I promise. I'll play it. I'll try to play as much as I can per episode. Try to get your info down here. So I got the last one to play. And when we come back, we got some Ask a Panda. I know you've been waiting for it. I know you've been dying for it. I can hear you guys. I want the panda. We got the panda. The panda's coming. Here we go.
Hey, this is Tyler ZH with Paladin. And you're listening to Damian Angel on Trench Wars Radio.
Yeah, I know. Tyler had one before, but he did a second one. I promised him I'd do them both, so let it slide. Anyways, this is it. The moment of truth. This is the moment you've been waiting for. This is Ask a Panda time. It's your boy. And I got this interview set up with a famous panda. A panda that you know and love. And if you don't, you will. And I've taken questions from the TW public, and I asked him, if you could ask a panda a question, what would you ask? Well, here are the questions, here are the answers. This is Ask a Panda. So how long have you been playing Trench Wars at this point?
Since October 20th, I think, of last year, or is it August? Like a little bit over a year.
Wow, and you've been on Stray and Sake and all those high-level squads, right? Do you consider yourself the team cheerleader? Or do you actually want to play more?
Maybe. I don't know. I like playing sometimes, but cheerleading's fun, too.
So what do you mainly do while you're on this game? When Panda Bear signs on, what does she mainly do?
Alt tab, ? Chat, and ? Messages, and then Civic AFK in my arena. So.
Wow, you almost sound like a Trench Wars moderator. The only thing you have left is typing ? Ban, and you've pretty much done it all. So,
maybe one day.
One day, will we see Panda Bear, the moderator?
Yes.
Will you ban people from for the hell of it? Just because you're, like, psycho like that?
No, I want to be, like, a cool squad. Like, I want to be, like, I don't know, like, on top of everything, like, staff and a squad and whatever. Like, I want to do everything the game has to offer, so.
Wow, those are some high aspirations you got there, m'lady. Panda Bear, TW, SysOp, TWL champion, triple crown holder, first place elim and base elim, tourney destroyer, and number one in pub points. Am I correct?
One day?
Like, maybe tomorrow?
Possibly, you never know.
Alright, sounds interesting. Alright, thank you, m'lady. And next week, I think we're going to do a little Ask a Trench Wars moderator, or something like that. I don't know. You ask me what you want to ask, and I'll ask it, I guess. So that's the end of that. So I want to thank Panda Bear for that. I also want to thank Vice, Week, Doug Weiler. I want to thank all the people who sent in bumpers. Thank Tyler for the ad. If you got an ad, send it to me. Message me. I'll give you my email. And I'm looking for more interviews. If you have anything you want to say, let me know. Let me know, because we want to know. This is your show, not mine. Even though it's a Damian Angel show, I'm letting you in. You're my guest. Always, always, always. I got nothing more to say. I'm not going to waste your time. This is Damian Angel signing out. Till next week, TWL preseason week 2. More interviews, more everything. Peace.